And in the United States, two National Guard soldiers have been shot near the White House in what officials describe as a targeted ambush. Authorities say both soldiers are in a critical condition. The suspect is in custody after suffering gunshot wounds during the attack. President Donald Trump was in Florida at the time, but has been since briefed about the incident, which sent the White House into lockdown as law enforcement from multiple agencies swarmed the area. Witnesses describe a chaotic scene after shots were fired with pedestrians fleeing, including Emma McDonald, who says she hid in a toilet cubicle.
So I went to the bathroom and was going to lock myself in, and this family came over to also put their kids inside because you never know what's going to happen in those situations. But they said, the people came over and said, it's fine, this area is, secured. So we felt like it was safe to not lock ourselves in. But at first, that's what everybody's head was at in that moment.
The motive for the shooting is not immediately clear, but officials say they do believe the shooter acted alone. National Guard troops have been in Washington, D.C. since August, when the president deployed them to the streets as part of his contentious immigration and crime crackdown, targeting Democrat-led cities.